Well, here it is, the day after the United States presidential election. And because I'm recording this early, I'm predicting not a single person in the world today has clarity regarding the outcome of the election, which for many will increase fear, anxiety, and dread. But I decree, not for my listeners. I'm Pam Christian, the researcher, writer, producer, and host of this weekly podcast, where I've been helping my listeners for over 4 years now to be able to discern current events from a biblical and prophetic perspective, so we, as God's people, can know how He wants us to respond. And knowing how much I've poured into you to convince you of God's promises and plans, I have every reason to believe you are not giving in to fear or dread because of how things appear. If you are new to this podcast, then know you have come to the right place to discover truth and experience all the hope truth provides. Stick with me to the end of this program and come back each week to live in the confidence of real and certain hope for our future because of all God has done in our past. We've been prepared to know that it is not merely the election God will be working through in answer to our prayers. There are far more moving parts to the exposure of evil and God's judgment against those who refuse to repent in this time of the history of the world. While it is exceedingly difficult to learn of the extent of evil, to know God is addressing it all makes this a most glorious time to be alive. So, as we tiptoe through unprecedented events in the days, weeks, and months to come, we must seek the Lord for discernment. We must respond as God is instructed, and by faith, we must believe God will do what He says He will do. While the establishment continues to do all they can to control the election outcome, which includes their weaponization of the legal system, the court system, the judicial system, and the Department of Defense, and more, while their controlled media parrots the sound bites given to them to vilify and demonize Donald Trump and his followers, calling us Nazis, fascists, and garbage, one thing they do get right, whether they realize it or not, is that we are a threat to democracy. We don't want a democracy. We want the restoration of our constitutional republic. There are a lot of stories circulating about illegal immigrants voting and the corresponding fact-checking claims of disinformation. We have never had a time where it's been so difficult to know what to believe. Gratefully, the vast majority of people realize mainstream media is owned by the establishment, and they have dumped mainstream media for truthers like me to help them get to the truth. With the extraordinary amount of fraudulent efforts underway to control this election, the very best place for us to find truth is from Jesus Christ, who Himself is the embodiment of truth. Here today to help us in pursuit of truth through Jesus is Pastor David Scarlett. Pastor Scarlett is founder of His Glory Network, which, as you'll hear, was established because God took David through a near-death experience more than once. It was that experience and the months of seeking the Lord during his recovery that led David to become a pastor and partner with God to see a billion-soul harvest of people coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. David states, His Glory is God's worldwide ministry and Christian outreach. His Glory ministry was formed to bring the word of His glory to the world. The primary mission of His Glory is to provide hope and bring our Savior's sheep into the fold. Pastor David uniquely has a corporate and military background, which God is using as David works to fulfill his calling. When recording this interview, I didn't notice a phrase David used, which had I caught, I would have asked him to clarify. Even though you'll probably catch what he meant for yourself just by hearing everything in context, I want to make the correction up front. When he spoke of the people in North Carolina requesting prayer, he said they sought prayers for God to help them execute their will. What he intended to communicate is that they were seeking the Lord to know and do His will for their lives. They want their own will to be fully aligned with God's will. Pastor David noted many more people are seeking the Lord's kingdom will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, such as he's never experienced before. And I agree with Pastor David. With this kind of momentum, we are certain to see God glorified on earth as never before. The enemy of God is not going to give up territory, power, and control willingly. He will go down with the fight of his existence so far, knowing he came so close to achieving his sinister agenda. But as we've been seeking the Lord week after week for well over 4 years now, we know this is not his time. This is God's time, which means God's promised victories for his people. Remember, no matter how things appear over the next days, weeks, and months, stay focused on God's word, God's promises. Do not react based on what you see, but instead by the word of God. Stand firm on God's word, his written and his prophetic word. Call forth the things that God has said that may not yet be as though they are. Decree and declare God's words, and by faith, expect to see God's perfect will come to pass. Okay, I'll share the interview with Pastor David Scarlett now. Then, following, I'll offer my comments and share with you more of the prophetic promises God intends us to know that we can stand on at this very time. Pastor David Scarlett, I'm so grateful that you have time to be on my podcast now on this very important day. This will actually post on November 6th, Wednesday, the day after the election. It'll probably be too early to really even know what's going on by that date. But I would like to spend time with you now to share with the audience what you understand we should expect, and also to share with the audience the hope that we need, because as far as I can see, we're going to be in for a bumpy ride.
First of all, Pamela, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor. And as we started out in the prayer before this started, God is not done with his Eagle Nation. And we all have to pray just because it's the day after the election, no matter what happened yesterday. This isn't over. It's going to be a bumpy ride. And the only way through it is our hope in Jesus Christ, not hope in a man or a Supreme Court or any other way. God will come through in this time. For such a time as this, in a supernatural way, it's going to be a Red Sea moment that nobody expected what was coming, but he does, and he will get all the glory.
I'm glad you mentioned that it's going to be a Red Sea moment. Of course, that's something that God has said often through Julie Green. But I was thinking about that just this morning before we even got together, that when the Israelites were backed up against the Red Sea with Pharaoh and his army pursuing them, you have to understand there was a great amount of fear that had to come over those people thinking they were trapped. You know, they initially thought they were absolutely going to be annihilated by Pharaoh and his army, but God performed a miracle. And so when we talk about anything being a Red Sea moment, we're actually talking about a miracle that can be credited to nobody but God.
That's right.
What do you see potential? Now, if we can explain a miracle, then it's not a miracle. But what do you see could be some potentials of what we could expect from the day of the election moving forward?
Well, there's so many different scenarios. The first thing to make, again, crystal clear is that the Lord keeps telling me, expect the unexpected. So anything we think is coming from military natural is probably not going to happen because he said, expect the unexpected. He tells Julie Green something similar, unprecedented things are going to happen. You know, just like war, people in America have really never had to go through war before. In war, your enemy makes moves and counter moves. So everything you draw up on a piece of paper, the battle plans don't necessarily always go that way because the enemy reacts. So just because something was going to happen one way, the enemy reacts and you go a different way. There are many scenarios. I believe we're at the place in time that President Trump is outperforming the polls more than they thought he would. We're getting to that point. Hopefully, it's too big to rig. Will they cheat? Yes, they'll do everything they possibly can to cheat lawfare. My concern, though, is what happens now, the day after the election. What do they pull? You got to look at it this way. With all the P. Diddy, the Epstein, bringing RFK Jr. on against Big Pharma, getting our food and our air clean, acknowledging it for the first time is a huge win in America as well. Having Elon Musk coming in to say he's going to cut $2 trillion and get the budget down. That's got the deep state in a huge panic, and they are not going to just turn the keys over to President Trump. They're going to do anything and everything they possibly can. My sources tell me it's the same thing that we've been talking about for the last 6 months. What's really concerning has been the last couple of days. I've been talking to people who are in the know, and every one of them has said, we don't know what's going to happen. We really don't know what's going to happen. And that's never happened before. Usually they say, we think this is going to happen, and then we'll do this or that will happen, and we'll do a countermeasure. So we don't know what's going to happen, but there's concerns about an EMP, the 10 days of darkness, a civil war to try to come against President Trump taking office. They're going to try some certification like Jamie Raskin has talked about. They're going to do a shock and awe, anything and everything. It's probably just going to be starting to throw things. And it's how we react that is going to let God open this door. We can't panic. We can't rush to the streets. We have to pray, be smart, be vigilant, protect our six, and know that God has it. But it's going to be a war. As you said earlier, it's going to get bumpy. Just because he won doesn't mean it's over. The most scary time is going to be between the election and the time he takes office. However, there are a couple Trump cards that I know personally that President Trump has, and he could lay those cards at any time. Matter of fact, I was just told from an intel source, they don't know if he's going to do it, but he does have a Trump card that he could play immediately to put all this to bed and also bring in the 2020 election as well. So will he do that? Probably not, because God keeps saying, expect the unexpected. So I don't know how they're going to do it, but there's a lot of different scenarios. The military is on standby. Space Force had a 4-star general give me a flyover my ranch 2 days ago, and that was a sign that, don't worry, we got it. So, you know, we trust, but the most important thing is we trust in the Lord. However he's going to do it, when things look bad, we haven't had that near-death experience yet. I believe we're going to see an event that happens that most people are going to think it's over. It's over. And it's going to be like a gut-wrenching moment. And when you feel that, remember what we've been talking about 6 to 8 months, that it's going to be a near-death experience. That's where God will come in and step. Is that you referenced Moses and the children of Israel in the Exodus. They thought they were done. They were absolutely thought they were cooked. But Moses didn't. Moses knew God would find a way. And God did. And one of the reasons is the advantage that we have today that the Israelites didn't, because of their own self. They didn't want to hear from God. They wanted to go through Moses.
Right.
We have the ability to go through God anytime. And if we're connected to God and we have that gift of prophecy, like the Apostle Paul says, out of all the gifts, the 9 gifts of the Spirit, you want to desire prophecy because it's edification and building up. God will build us up. And that is an incredibly great time we live in. I mentioned this on Wednesday with Julie Green this last Wednesday, that through all the years that we've been traveling and we pray over people at these Reawaken and other events, it's usually been, I pray for this health, my daughter, yada, yada, whatever the prayer is. But it's changed in North Carolina. That prayer has been 90% or more of the people say, I pray for God to give me what the will is. It's time. They've taken it to a next step. Now they're willing to participate. They're not like the children of Israel, which just went into the desert and had to have Moses through God part the Red Sea. They want to be activated for such a time as this. And that's never happened in the last 4 years. And that's happening now. That's a great sign.
And that's exactly what I believe God has allowed all of this to take place for us the last 4 years, to wake us up to be engaged, to actually partner with him to see his kingdom will done on earth and to stop being observers as to what's going on. I mean, the Lord's very clear. He says, if you're not for me, you're against me. Well, a Christian can be against God by not being involved with what God is doing.
Right.
Now, you mentioned two names that I actually wanted to bring up, so I'm glad you did already. One was Jamie Raskin. He is quoted to have said on his X account that Trump can win the election, but we are never going to let him be inaugurated. We're going to use the 14th Amendment to prevent him from being inaugurated. And he said much more. These are inciting words, if you ask me, but there's been a whole lot of rhetoric that no matter what happens with the election, those who are bent on a one world government are going to fight it.
They are going to fight it, and they're going to do anything and everything. So that's why some of these court hearings that people think are over are very important, which would affect the 14th Amendment in the case against President Trump and insurrection. I'm told is coming up before the Supreme Court. So if the Supreme Court acts upon that, that thwarts that 14th Amendment. But they're going to do anything and everything. So that's why it's important, not only as President Trump takes a commanding lead in the election, but also the House of Representatives and the Senate. My gut tells me it's going to be 54 Senate seats unless they do something absolutely sinister. A strong majority in the House of Representatives. And don't forget what President Trump said at his rally not too long ago. He's got a little secret about the House, and I have an idea what that secret is. And it's a bombshell.
Can you share?
No, because I don't want to get ahead of the president when he pulls that Trump card. But my understanding is it's truly a Trump card, and he's got people let's just say in a P. Diddy situation.
Okay. Well, a lot remains to be seen. Now, another name that you mentioned that I wanted to bring up, I'm bringing up because I have also tracked with Julie Green, with the Lord telling us that there still are people on President Trump's inside counsel circle that are not to be trusted.
Right.
And I'm praying for them to be exposed and to be removed from his presence, that President Trump really and truly will rely on the Holy Spirit first and foremost. And maybe that's part of what all this is to train him to be able to do that. But one person I have been watching, and I like very much what I'm hearing recently, is Elon Musk. But I have concern for what I have known, I should say, and have learned about his past. What is your take on Elon Musk?
Yeah, that you have to be very careful of this. What Elon Musk has done for this country buying Twitter has probably saved this situation with President Trump. Think about all the election fraud that happened in 2020. That got suppressed. And now you're seeing that stuff happen in Arizona, Pennsylvania. And because of Twitter being an open platform and not being censored, that information is getting out to judges quickly so that people can react and thwart these opportunities. So what he's doing and saying coming in and cutting $2 trillion of the budget and getting government cut tremendously is all needed. But he does have a checkered past where he's, you know, been wearing Batman type clothing. So you have to be very concerned about that. You just look at one of the women that he had a son with. She's got beyond a checkered past that openly goes out and promotes Satan. So we have to be very, very concerned of that. But there are some good news, and that's only up to the Lord. This is why we have to pray for Elon Musk. It can go either way. That, you know, Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, Alex Jones have been commenting, more Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson, that he's talking more about Jesus Christ. He loves the teachings of Christ. He's not coming out and saying, I'm a Christian and I accept Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as my Lord, but he's getting closer. And I think if you can surround him with Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson just came out with a very personal thing in the last couple of days about his demonic attack. You know, he's a Catholic that never really talks about the demonic being real. And he talked about the claw marks. And I know he's had that conversation with Elon. So, and you see people like Russell Brand, who they've accepted Christ. So our prayer is that Elon will take that road. I know he's very close. So it's a tipping point. He can go one way or the other. I don't think he'll stay neutral. Either all go in all good, or we have to be very, very careful of what he's up to.
Well, and I do recall the Lord also telling us, his children, to be prepared that there will be a lot of Sauls who become Pauls.
Yep.
When we know that that is true, we've got to embrace them, come alongside them, so the Lord can have his will. Now, another thing I recently learned, I had had the Brunson brothers on my program several times, and I was inspired to have Loy on my show, I think by the time this runs, probably about a month ago. I've just recently heard today that the Brunson brothers lawsuit is not dismissed. It is not dead. And in fact, according to Jan Halper Hayes, Loy Brunson was asked to sign an NDA. And this is very curious because the Supreme Court now may have already made a decision, a partial decision, maybe a full decision, and maybe they are about to release their information.
Yeah, so it's a good thing this is audio so you don't see my facial expression to that. Speaking of Loy, Loy's been to with me at the ranch several times. He's going to be joining me here next week. He'll be at the ranch again with some dear friends, so we'll talk to him about that. He keeps things very close to the chest. But what you did just say is indeed true. That is a Trump card that can be pulled, I'm told, at any time. So we shall see how that's played out. I truly believe that the 2020 election is not over. And my sources have told me that the Supreme Court has indeed looked at the case and have ruled on the case.
Well, it'll be very interesting. I took a lot of criticism when I had Loy Brunson on my program, like I said, about a month ago, from people thinking that it's dead and that I was foolish, et cetera. But I don't sense that, and all the indicators and intelligence that I'm able to talk with tell me otherwise. So I'm glad you were able to confirm that. Of the other people that President Trump is planning on having part of his inner circle, especially to help him with transition period, what concerns do you have?
Well, he needs to have people that have strong wisdom and discernment, that their purpose is to make America great again, not to make themselves great again. You mentioned something that Julie Green has said, prophesized by the Lord about inner circle. I do know two of those people in his inner circle that are, I would call, bad Oreos, that act like they're Christians, but they're not. They're in it for their own gain and glory. I saw that firsthand, and I could feel the Spirit of the Lord. A couple days ago, I was with that person, and the Holy Spirit just showed me that that is, it was confirmed by a friend of mine, Barry Wunsch, as well. We were both together, and we both said, this is not good. This is not of God. There's also a Secret Service member still that's active, that is very close to President Trump. I have a whistleblower that's come forward. He's come in from Canada. He has proof to show that the Secret Service was behind, a mole in the Secret Service was behind what happened in July, and also was behind something that never got out to the public, an assassination attempt on President Trump that was orchestrated by Barack Obama and Justin Trudeau. To take a missile to take out President Trump's plane. This was probably 2 years, 2.5 years ago, and he's connected the dots. This whistleblower is absolutely, this could be a, when this is over, a absolute barn buster movie, because this ties into the P. Diddy. So I knew about P. Diddy long ago because of this whistleblower. He first came to my attention from a dear general friend of mine that wanted me to help him. This was probably about 2 years ago I first was introduced to this whistleblower. It ties the rap music. It ties the music industry. It ties government officials all together of creating just crimes against humanity, child sacrifice, child trafficking, murder, and more. One of those rappers is still at loose, and he is probably as bad as Diddy, if not worse. And he is notorious for being in the Toronto, Canada area. That's all I'll say at this time.
All right. Again, this is going to first post on November 6th, which is very fresh from the date of the election. And it will just be the beginning. So a lot of what we're talking about here is guided speculation. It's guided by way of prayer, and it's guided by way of people who really are in the know. And with that in mind, we have been warned again and again and again that it's going to get very bad. And as you said, it's going to be like a near-death experience. But God has told us, his people, that when we see the darkness come, when it seems like it's over, to know that he is at work in our behalf. You yourself have had a near-death experience. And I don't know if you knew, but I have too. I survived a sudden cardiac arrest. We understand what happens when you get that close to having your life finished. And you came back with your life for Christ. I came back with my life even more for Christ. And I can't imagine doing anything other than what I'm doing right now. And that's to do everything I can to be about my Father's business, to help people discover and live in life-giving truth. When you talk about your near-death experience, and I want you to tell me about your book in just a moment too, but when you talk about your near-death experience as it could relate to the United States, what do you want the people to truly understand? Because we're going to be taken through it, and we have to come through it victoriously.
Well, it goes back to my personal near-death experience. It was the best thing that ever happened to me spiritually, because it killed the old Dave and brought in a new David for his purpose and his glory, because I was living for the world. I thought I was saved, and was barely saved. If I wouldn't have gone through a marital situation, I wouldn't have been saved. I was like many Christians that go to church every Sunday. They think they're saved and they're not. I was one of them. I lived for the world. I was the highest director, the youngest director in the history of AT&T. I was the number one director. I had a big head. I had big money. It was made lots of money, fame, fortune, met all the celebrities with all the gigs that we would do at AT&T. Clients. And that was all for nothing. It was all empty until the Lord stripped me and took me to heaven, showed the greater purpose, and that my report card was empty. And I had a choice to make when I came back. Do I just go back to the world, or do I truly give it up all for his purpose and his glory? And I did. It wasn't easy. You know, you give up, I had millions of dollars in the bank, I had a savings, and everything was good financially. We put all that money into starting his glory, and we're basically living living off nothing for years before the ministry really took off. And that's because our faith, we want to make a difference and to reach a billion souls in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's what I'm feeling around the country too. It's not just me, because I'm the least likely. There's a lot of people like me. I call them, we're all the land of misfit toys. And God is using these misfit toys for such a time as this to come together. To bring Christ to the center. And I tell you, I was so encouraged in North Carolina to hear that many prayers consistently saying, I'm ready, Lord, show me my will, because I want to execute my will. And that's what we need. We need a body of remnant of Christ that are locked and loaded, activated for his purpose and his glory, instead of just having a couple mouthpieces and a bunch of sheep. It's time for the lions to come in and roar and work together. Can you imagine this world and this country where Christians come together, unified with Christ as the head? We're unstoppable. And that's what the enemy fears. And that's why he's put so much division inside the church, the scandals inside the church to destroy. You know, one of the biggest scandals going through churches right now, you can't believe it, but it's true. Literal witches are going into prayer teams on some of the largest ministries. And because evil is trying to get in and attack these ministries and divide them and drop them. And this is the time where we have to say, no, we take authority in the name of Jesus Christ, because Satan knows what's coming. He may not know the exact details, but he knows his time is short. He knows the greatest revival in the history of the world is a part of it. And the question is to every single person listening to, are you ready? Are you ready to be used for his purpose and his glory for such a time as this?
Absolutely. As you were talking, I was imagining what it would be like for people who don't know God, who don't have faith in Jesus Christ, to go through what is imminent for the world. It's imminent. And to go through it without knowing God, you're going to be on your own against the enemy of God.
That's right.
David, would you tell us a little bit about your book? I know it's fairly newly released, and I want to make sure people know about it.
Yeah, so this is ties back to, you know, 17 years ago, 777, that was the date I ate the botulism toxin. The story isn't done. That was not an accident. It was an accident that I ate it. There was 9 people that ate the chili. 7 died. 1 was, as of a year ago, was still on a respirator. And then me. It was through a can of chili that on 777 was the day I ate the chili. You can't make that up. It was put into the Cleveland Clinic on Friday the 13th. And then I died 3 times while I was at the Cleveland Clinic. 2 near-death experiences, saw the Lord, saw heaven, brought me back, and it was a long rehabilitation. And, you know, I didn't go from Saul to Paul just overnight. He put me in a cave after I came out of that for 6-7 years, just studying the Word of God, listening to his voice to be used. You know, people want to be used sometimes, but they want to go right away. That's part of the problem of the United States of America. We want things so quick. We're not ready for that. And we have to be used for the Lord and listen to him and know exactly what we're doing so we don't get ahead of him or get behind him. So this book gives people hope that first and most foremost, heaven is real. It's eternal. I'm the least likely person on the face of the earth to talk about heaven or be a pastor or start a ministry. Every single person knows me. They would just like, but it brings it credibility because they know they know who I was, and I wouldn't give it all up just for a lie. Just like the disciples, you don't go and die for a lie. They knew that was the truth. And then it's also a hope for my mother. She's a prayer warrior. She prayed for many, many years, has the gift of prophecy. And that's just telling parents and grandparents, don't quit praying, because it may take 20 years like it did with me. But you know what? Breakthrough is coming. It's also a book about marriage, that if you get through what we went through, you can get through about anything. And Christ has to be the center of your marriage, how to raise your kids in the way of God. Doesn't mean they're going to go perfectly, but if you raise them in the way, they'll come back to the Lord in the right time. So it's a book about all hope. And it also shows the price you have to pay once you went through my marriage. That was trial number one. Trial number two was the near-death experiences. And you think, oh boy, that's a lot. But probably the hardest trial and tribulation was the third part, was the attacks we got from the enemy starting his glory. I mean, we've gone through it all. And at least 7 death attempts on my life. Never got shot at as a Marine. I don't think it was even close. But being a pastor up front in what we've done the last 4 years has brought the enemy a threat. So you don't quit. You keep going and trust the Lord. And as you said earlier, if you don't have hope in the Lord, there's no hope. He is the only hope. I can't imagine going through these trials and tribulations without my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because that's why I do it.
Exactly. You know, David, as we're talking, I know we've focused on the election and what's going on in the United States as it's going to impact the entire world. It already has, and it will continue to impact all the nations of the world. So this is not just specific for Americans. But at the same time, all this chaos and evil is occurring worldwide. Everybody I know is suffering something fairly major in their immediate families. And to have it in the world and to have it so close to home, a lot of people are growing weary. A lot of people are very tired. And so I would like to ask you, as a pastor, to use this remaining time before we close to say a prayer to help fortify our brothers and sisters who really are struggling both with what's going on in the world and what's even much closer to home.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just lift up our hearts to you, Lord. It's been a battle. It's war. It's a spiritual war that has become physical. Your children are tired. They're going through fog of war. Please, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name to give that second wind. It's time for the second wind to come to each and every one of your remnant so we can finish the race. As the Apostle Paul says, finish the race as champions to get the victory. And the only victory comes in your name. Lord, lift each and every person up, their families. Give them that extra giddy up, that extra breath, that extra peace, that shalom that can only come through you so we can break through this evil and break open the greatest time in the history of the world to be alive. And that's the revival, bringing people into your name, for your name. Your glory will be shined from east to west and north to south. And that's why Satan is doing everything he can to stop your warriors. But your warriors are getting that second wind. We feel that second wind coming now, Lord. We lift it up in your name. Give us that second wind because breakthrough is coming and a billion soul harvest is upon us. And we claim that in Jesus' name. Victory is yours. Amen.
Amen. Pastor David Scarlett, thank you so very much for being on my program today.
Thank you so much. A blessing and an honor.
Pastor David made reference to more than one Trump card. Donald Trump has an option to use. He also made reference to the truthful outcome of the 2020 election and how that is yet to be seen, which God has actually spoken about through Julie Green, and I'll share with you that part of the prophecy in just a bit. But another legal matter that we're keenly watching is that of the Brunson Brothers lawsuit. I realize David and I talked about it without giving it a context in this interview. In short, the Brunson Brothers have filed legal action against every member of Congress who did not vote to investigate the 2020 election, stating their failure to investigate was a violation of their oath of office, which should result in their being removed from office and unable to work as a public servant again. The most recent podcast I did with Loy Brunson on this particular topic was episode 218 that first posted on September 5th, 2024, closer to 2 months ago, not the 1 month that I stated. One of the important matters we need to continue to pray about is for God's people, that is righteous men and women, to comprise the majority of Congress. Nancy Pelosi stated publicly they were not as focused on the presidency as the Republicans because they know if they could just get 10 more seats in Congress, they'll have the power to overrule any efforts Donald Trump would make. She made that statement with the assumption that the Democrats would be able to maintain the positions they currently have. However, based on what God has said, I'm confident those bent on a one-world government will be completely replaced. Was it the Brunson Brothers case that Donald Trump had in mind when he spoke of the secret about the House that he mentioned at a recent rally? I don't know. So much remains to be seen. I also asked Pastor David about Elon Musk. His audio cut out slightly when he spoke of Elon's past. He referenced Elon wearing a Baphomet costume and how one of the mothers of his children is potentially a Satan worshiper. The costume Elon wore to Heidi Klum's Halloween party in 2022 was actually called the Devil's Champion costume that had a picture of a Baphomet on it and also an upside-down cross. About Elon and his wives and children, Elon currently has at least 11 living children by three different women, with a 12th child who died at 10 weeks old, and I think that that child was born from his first wife. Musk currently has five kids with his first wife, Justine Wilson, one of which, who was born a male, now assumes he is female. In an interview with Jordan Peterson, Musk alleged that he had been tricked into approving gender-affirming care for his son at age 16 and had subsequently lost his son. The experience, he said, made him an ardent opponent of gender-affirming care and fueled his quest to destroy the woke mind virus. This child now goes by the name Vivian Wilson and is apparently estranged from Elon Musk. In December 2021, at age 51, Musk welcomed a baby girl whose name is really hard to pronounce, but I'm going to give it a go, Exa Dark Sidriel. And this child was born via a surrogate with his on-again, off-again girlfriend, whose stage name is Grimes and real name is Claire Boucher. Grimes is known as the oblivion and violence and flesh without blood singer, and he and Grimes are also parents of a son named X-A12. The spelling of this name originally included the number 12, but to comply with California laws, the number was changed to Roman numerals, denoting the number 12 because, as you know, Roman numerals use letters. Anyway, I have a link where you can read about what the names of the children mean. The fact that his son's name is X-A12 caused me to consider Musk's changing the name of Twitter to X shortly after he purchased the social media platform. I don't know if there's a connection, but that's what I thought of. Now, Grimes is the woman Pastor Dave referred to as questionable, and with the minimal research I did, I agree she's a very strange person and quite potentially one who practices witchcraft at least. She is often referred to as gothic, and I have to say, when Musk came onto Donald Trump's rally stage wearing a gothic-style Make America Great Again hat, I wasn't comfortable. Musk also has three children with his Neuralink executive, Siobhan Zillis. So yes, praying for Elon Musk is essential, but I'll add, we need to be praying for his children too. We need to pray in all earnest that all the people Donald Trump associates with, especially as President of the United States, are approved by God. Now, based on what we read in the Old Testament, God positioned various non-Jewish people to lead his people, which is why I suggest we pray for only those whom God approves to be placed in positions of leadership at this time in history. Yes, the Bible is clear. There will be a time of the reign of the Antichrist, but that time is not now. Instead, this is a time God is redeeming governments worldwide for his kingdom reign and rule. Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes was recently interviewed by Steve Schultz on Elijah Streams and offered some very reassuring points about what we can expect surrounding the election. She is confident there is a plan for the saving of our republic, but explained the plan is living, in that it depends on the reaction of the enemy to determine any countermeasures. She said both Trump and the military have countermeasures at the ready. She also explained we should expect to see the America Last proponents attempt to do away with the Electoral College because it prevents them from the power and the control they want. She reported since late 2017 and early 2018, there have been tribunals taking place in ships off the coast of Australia, Japan, the UK, and one in the Mediterranean. The reason these are in ships is because the Navy takes charge of all legal aspects for tribunals. She had a lot more to offer, so please be sure to use the link in the show notes to watch the interview for yourself. Now seems the perfect time for me to transition to what God has revealed to us so that we can work in partnership with him to see his kingdom will done on earth as it is in heaven. God spoke through Julie Green on October 17, 2024. In that word, God said, "I have seen the direction your nation has been taken without me and away from me, but I have heard your cries, and I have come down to take everything your enemy has done to this nation and annihilate everything they stand for. My United States, you need me, not a man or an election. This world will see this nation does have me. I have told you they are trying more against you. In 2016, they were blindsided by the influx of people who voted for my David," which of course is the term that God gives to Donald Trump. "But that was nothing," God said, "compared to what is coming against them now. My David will crush their puppet in an unprecedented way. But wait, because what happens after will bring shockwaves to this nation. 2020 is coming back with vengeance, as I've said, and this will cause a reset to this nation that the world has never seen. Great upsets are coming along with removals during a time that will seem like your nation is on hold until all are taken into custody and new elections can be voted on. When I told you that this nation will shake politically on a scale so great it will affect other nations around the world. The three-letter agencies of all kinds will be ripped apart, and I will start with new ones. Judges will be removed, and new ones will replace them. Tribunals will take place. Some you will see, and some have already taken place that you will see evidence of. End quote. Then, on November 1st through July, God said in part, and I loosely quote, I hear the cries of my people. I said I will deliver you out of it all. I am bringing you out of it all. I am bringing you out from among your enemies and their control. I am destroying their system that held and enslaved you. My United States and Israel will not stay in the condition you see them in now. I am restoring their freedoms and fortunes and all that belongs to them. I have appointed leaders of these nations to bring forth my will and plans upon this earth for all nations. Your enemies have something up their sleeve they have not used yet to take out your financial system, and they have enemies targeting your power grids. Your power grids are weak on purpose. They allowed this weakness as a safeguard if things did not go their way. They could always play that card to make sure your lives are as miserable as possible so you would stop fighting them back. I will show you their plan and who the traitors are in this nation. Stop the fear. I am not telling you these things to bring you fear or panic, but for you to call it down and for you to trust me. I am your provider, your refuge, and protector. I have promised I will deliver you, and I will do just that. Gavin Newsom will be caught cheating in this election. Proof will come out that he, along with his colleagues, on what they have done to try to keep California blue when it was actually red. Voter fraud will be exposed, and so will every person who took part in it. The DNC will erupt in scandal and exposure because there is so much proof of fraud and criminal activity that it will be completely put out in the open. A great shaking is coming to the political realm and the great corruption they have tried to cover up. With just one move of my hand, I will uncover it all. Keep pressing into me, my children. Keep using my words. Keep praising me because it's bringing down your enemies and every plan they have devised against you. You will soon see a restoration you have never known. Don't give up right now before the greatest breakthrough in history of mankind. It's all coming because it's time for the great exodus. End quote. As Pastor David and I acknowledge, there is a great deal occurring in the world right now, with all that's occurring in world governments and politics, and with the enemy seeking to do all he can against God's people in their personal lives. God is telling us now is not the time to give up on anything. In fact, as I've often said, any time we give up on anything, we're actually giving up on God. So I'm asking you to maintain hope for all that concerns you, your health, your finances, your marriage, your prodigals, whatever you are contending for, do not give up. We are closer than ever to a global breakthrough against evil. God has promised to deliver us from it all. And it's important to remember we will each receive according to the measure of our faith. I have calls into a couple of people to potentially be my guest next week, but nothing confirmed as yet. Even so, you can count on me to help us all discern current events from a biblical and prophetic perspective so we, as God's children, can know how He wants us to respond, to remain in His care, His provision, and His promised victory. Now, I ask you to listen to my announcements and take advantage of the many goods and services I bring you in an effort to at least cover the costs of this podcast. It may seem far off, but most people make plans for a significant vacation about a year in advance. So if you haven't already expressed interest in traveling with us in October 2025, now is the time to do so. We want to have about 30 people total because this size group works best for the specific tour I have in mind. We'll be walking the footsteps of the Apostle Paul. I'm using the time between now and February 2025 to determine if we have enough interest. And the trend indicates we definitely should. We have just about 30 people on the list now, but I'd like to have more because when it comes to the actual day of making a commitment, things could have changed, and I want to be able to have at least 30 actually attend the tour. So if you think you'd like to be part of the Faith to Live By Christian tour with me in Greece during October 2025, now is the time to get your name and number in your party on the list. There's no obligation at this point. You're just expressing your interest. While the specific details are subject to change, as it stands now, the week-long tour will include 4 nights at Devani Palace Acropolis Hotel in Athens, which includes breakfast, 1 night at Amelia Hotel in Delphi, which includes breakfast, 1 night at Grand Meteora Hotel in Kalambaka with breakfast, 2 nights at Mediterranean Palace Hotel in Thessaloniki that includes breakfast, 2 dinners at local restaurants, tour guide throughout, deluxe coach throughout, admissions to museums and sites, tips to guides, drivers, and restaurants, and all local taxes. Estimated cost per person double occupancy room is about $3,000. Attendees need to arrange their own air travel to and from the Athens International Airport. To get your name on the list, send an email to faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com with the word Greece in the subject line. In the body of the email, provide your name, contact information, and number of people you expect to be in your party. This will place your name on the interested in attending list, but does not obligate you in any way. It merely assures you have first right of refusal come February 2025 when down payments are due. If you didn't get the details written down that I just shared, simply visit my Beyond the Podcast page using the link in the show notes. If you like what you hear from me with this podcast, I highly recommend my book series, my award-winning blog, and consider signing up for my certificate course in apologetics. My aim with that course is to help people learn how not only to use apologetics to share truth with others, but to help Christian leaders incorporate apologetics into their respective ministries so more Christians are learning how to share their faith. You can learn more by using the link in the show notes. For now, I offer my weekly podcast, my blog, and bi-monthly e-newsletter at no cost. And certainly, I have hard costs associated with doing all I do. If you've been blessed by my work and would like to help my work reach others, why not consider partnering with me? For as little as $10 a month, you can become a partner. Then together, we can reach even more people for Jesus. Simply visit my Pamela Christian Ministries homepage and then click on the Give button at the top menu bar. Or if you prefer, you can go directly to the Give page using the link in the show notes. To become a partner, you can use my PayPal or Venmo account, but you will also see other ways you can support my work on that page. Whether you choose to become a monthly partner, give a one-time donation, purchase my books and products from my web store, or support my affiliate sponsors, anything you can do to help me continue this work would be greatly appreciated. And as always, your prayers and telling others about me and my ministry work is much needed. When it comes to my selection of affiliate sponsors, I first look for Christian-owned and operated businesses, and I make a point of personally using the products or services so I can fully endorse them. I seek sponsors that offer products or services you can get via the internet worldwide, and I specifically consider what is common to most people universally. So you'll find health, beauty, and wellness products through Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements and from Operation Tomahawk and from QE Strong. Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements are truly amazing and are available to my listeners for a 5% discount per purchase or a 10% discount for a monthly subscription using the promo code FTLB. Operation Tomahawk is a membership purchase program with an American-owned and operated company offering personal and household care products that are not made of toxins or genetically modified ingredients. Stop buying national brands from corporations that are part of the deep state cabal. Use the link in the show notes, and from the drop-down menu under How Did You Hear About Us, select Pamela Christian, Faith to Live By. You may have heard my interview with Rob Renee about QE Strong. Discover the benefits of quantum energy to overcome all sorts of ailments. Visit QEStrong.com and use the promo code FTLB at checkout to receive your discount. Then, my newest affiliate I'm really excited to bring you is Q Streaming. That's C-U-E Streaming Television. People with United States addresses can get over 3,000 channels, including live TV with streaming television, without a contract. Get all of your local networks and favorite movie and sports and pay-per-view channels for about half of what cable costs. See the video promo link in the show notes to learn more. Affiliate sponsors only provide financial support to me when you purchase what they offer. So before you support Amazon or any other retailer, if I offer what you're looking for, please purchase through me. When it comes to special occasions, birthdays, or Christmas gifts, consider my books, jewelry, CDs, and more from my web store or any of the affiliate goods and services I offer. When you purchase from my web store, be sure to use the promo code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, to receive a 20% discount. Again, you'll find all the links in the show notes. If you like the content and resource material I bring you with this podcast, you'll find much more by connecting with me through my blog. In fact, my blog has been awarded 2 unsolicited awards for Christian content. And I'm also very active on social media. I can cover much more on social media than I can with this weekly podcast. And if you're not already subscribed, please subscribe to my complimentary bi-monthly e-newsletter. I offer encouragement, special offers, and one of my signature recipes with each and every edition. Yep, I'm a foodie and I love to entertain, which is why faith, family, friends, and food is a bonus segment of my bi-monthly e-newsletter. To receive even more, please be sure to check out my dedicated podcast listeners page, Beyond the Podcast. Here's where we can connect exclusively and you can download complimentary devotionals, resources, and more. On that page, I also ask you to help me learn more about you and what you want by completing the form visible once you scroll down that page. And something that is very easy for you to do and would mean a lot to me is for you to rate, subscribe, or comment on this podcast according to what your preferred listening platform allows. You know how it works. The more likes and subscriptions to this podcast, the more opportunity we have to expand the listening audience. And that means we can reach more people with the gospel message of Jesus while helping people learn how to better apply their Christian faith. I hope you'll join me next week and tell your friends and family to listen right here on Faith to Live By, where we learn how to gain spiritual victory over life's issues. Until next week, I'm Pam Christian, asking you to remember Christ died for us. The least we can do is live for him.